Hello again. You're listening to the News at One. Let's go back to that latest global climate report from the World Meteorological Organization. We can talk now, I hope, on the line to Claire Nullis. Claire, you're there.
Yes, I'm here. Sorry, I'm here now.
Sorry, we lost you. So, what are you saying in this latest report about climate change and global warming?
The underlying message is climate change hasn't stopped for COVID. You know, we had the economic slowdown last year because of all the restrictions. A lot of people thought that, okay, it's bad news for people's health, it's bad news for the economy, but people were hoping, well, it might actually be good news for the planet. And our message is, well, it might have been good news, but that was very, very short-lived. So there was a temporary reduction in emissions of carbon dioxide and other greenhouse gases, but certainly not enough to make any real impact on the levels of the carbon dioxide in our atmosphere, which is trapping heat and which is meaning that we are seeing rising temperatures year after year.
So is it the case then that all the key indicators are going in the wrong direction, or at the very best not improving?
Unfortunately, they are going in the wrong direction. So just to run through some of them, temperatures. 2020 was one of the three warmest years on record. We've just had the warmest 6 years on record, and we've just had the warmest decade on record. That's for land. Oceans. Ocean heat is at record levels. This is accompanied by what we call ocean acidification. The waters are becoming more acidic, and this is very, very damaging for marine life. Sea level, another indicator. Sea level is rising, so that obviously has an impact on coastal areas in Ireland, but in particular on low level, coastal states in developing countries. Ice. Sea ice is retreating, glaciers are retreating, and what we're seeing in Antarctica is the big ice sheets in Antarctica are sort of being eaten away from below, and this in turn leads to more sea level rise. So it's a bit of a vicious circle, and a lot of people might think, well, you know, it doesn't really affect me. You know, it's a long time in the future. And I think our message is it does affect you. It affects everybody, because climate change plays out on a daily basis in our weather. You know, so our weather is becoming more extreme. Mm. We're seeing more heat waves in particular. And when it comes to rainfall, we might not necessarily be seeing more rain over the year as a whole. But what we are seeing is, you know, when rain falls, it falls more heavily. And then at the other end of the other side of the coin is we have drought.
And just a final question. We know President Biden has recommitted the United States to the Paris Accord objectives. Do you see the international will there to tackle this?
Yes, that is the good news that everybody has been waiting for. We've got now, you know, huge international political commitment. We've got commitment by the corporate world. We've got a commitment by consumers, by civil society. And as the UN Secretary General said yesterday, 2021, you know, really is a make or break year. We've got to take action, and we've got to do it now. And the political will finally does seem to be there.
Very good. Claire Nullis from the World Meteorological Organization. Thanks for talking to us.